Hey, what's up, ecosystem? Welcome back to ATI Auto Transport, the Cars Should Be Business channel. My name is Jay. You know, my goal every Tuesday night is to bring you another trade show level business presentation to you wherever you are, because your automotive business deserves the latest in transportation news. And if you're busy, and I know you are, in a minute I'm going to give you the welcome show lineup. You're going to be able to skip ahead. You're going to know what to expect. There will be time code video descriptions below this video that you can access within about 24 hours after I go live. Please do remember to comment, like, share, subscribe, tell your friends. Thanks for watching ATI. So Auto Intel Summit 2022, I talked about it last week. We're going to talk about it again this week because it is this week. Auto Intel Summit is happening now. Day one just wrapped up. Then there was a cocktail reception. Now people are having dinner and whatnot. Hopefully there's somebody at dinner right now after Auto Intel Summit Day 1 watching this show. So thank you so much. And so what happens after hours? Let's talk about it. So tonight's a bit of an experiment. We're going to try to join up with Ty, Jose, Ryan, and Josh having dinner or after dinner at the end of Day 1 to recap the sessions and the networking, etc. I realize this show won't be for everybody, but if you're going to trade shows, this will make you think. And if you are thinking about going to trade shows, you're right on the precipice of ready to ask us more or watch this. So please join the live chat, ask your questions, share your thoughts, grow your business, because it's Tuesday nights live on ATI Auto Transport, the Car Should Be Business channel. My name is Jay. Welcome back to the show. Hey, what's going on? Welcome back to ATI Auto Transport, the Car Shipping Business channel. My name is Jay. Oh, look at this. Hey, Mark, it's just me and you, buddy. What is going on? How you doing? Let's make some martinis, man. Let's hit a trade show. I've done a couple things different for today's show and preparing for today's show, because I know that automotive trade shows they're throwing a few people off. But really, what I say, you know what? This channel's been throwing people off probably since it began. In 2017 is when it made the most sense. And since 2019, man, we've been off the auto transport map. There's a reason. We're going to be talking about it. Before I get into that, I just want to say, please do feel welcome. This is the Car Should Be Business channel where everybody is welcome. Carriers, dispatchers, brokers, dealers, auctions, OEMs, tech, fintech, insurance, compliance, everybody's welcome here. So I'm very proud of that, because this is the Car Should Be Business channel. So please do feel free to say hello in the live chat. You do not have to. We understand. Again, thank you, Mark Rodenkey, for that super chat. It's okay. It's all good. Because what's going to happen is, no matter what happens, I'm going to go into industry news. Even if the lights go out, remember that show? Even if the lights go out, I'm going to go into industry news at the quarter hour. I got a bunch of stuff to talk about. I got some shows coming up that are pretty interesting. So I try to build upon that and drop some breadcrumbs. And then we're going to join Ty. And I don't know if it'll be at the 45-minute mark or what it's going to be. Because Ty is going to help me bring in Jose, Ryan, and Josh. This is automotive after hours. You know, we talk about these things. We talk about, you know, well, what if we did this and what if we did that? Well, we actually try these things on ATI Auto Transport, for better or for worse. And again, I've been throwing off people since 2019, which is interesting because, again, as I like to say, in 2019 at trade shows, when I said I'm making a Car Shipping Business channel on YouTube, and people said, well, why would you do that? No one really asks me that now. In fact, I've been networking like crazy today. This is why, like, I like sending Ty to the show. I stay here, run Studio One, and I network just as hard. We're talking about these companies, that company. I start networking here. I'm looking at other documents. And I look at everything. I really scour For analytics, economic reports, trade magazines, social media, press releases. I scour and scour, and you see it in industry news. So please do make sure you join me for that. Oh, do me a favor, please. If you're here, leave a like. Thank you so much. Click share, click copy, grab that YouTube link. What's up, Devin? And you can share the good news. You can go sign up. It's ATI Auto Transport. I haven't really explained too much about that. Still a soft spot, trying to get used to it, but it's ATI Auto Transport. So it is what it is. But you can get signed up. Please do jump in the live chat. I'll tell you what, let's do this. Let's do this, and then right after this, we're going to go into the live chat. Stick around.
Everybody wants to be part of a bigger story. Auto Transport is a vital part of that story. Vehicle reconditioning starts when your transport arrives at the dealership. The story starts with you. For our auto retail customers, as yours, full satisfaction.
Rapid recon, transparent communication through vehicle reconditioning software and auto remarketing process management for car dealers. Tell your story, people, process, software. Visit rapidrecon.com. They got some white papers so you can learn more about Rapid Recon. Let's go ahead and say hello into the live chat. And we're going to have some Rapid Recon. We're going to have Rapid Recon on Cars on the Move on a Friday. We're going to do a Tuesday night show in May. A lot of Rapid Recon coming your way. In the live chat, what's going on? Mark is here. Hey, what's up, buddy? Like I said, this could be a small show. That's okay. It's okay because I'll tell you what. Here's what I'm learning. It's now some of the momentum has shifted from what used to just be all Tuesday night, the full on show energy. Has started to move into some of the other shows and our live event trade show presence and some of the behind the scenes networking we're doing. So we're in a new phase now. So if you're here, enjoy it. That's all I can say because I think things are changing. I don't know exactly the way it all plays out, but it's getting interesting. So thank you so much for being here and saying hello. This is for kicks. This is the family. This is the network. Devin's here. Carlos is here. Silver Mint is here. By the way, mic check 1, 2, 3. How's the audio? It's okay? And we're also off schedule. We didn't have DOT last week. Dispatching Live was cool. That was an interesting show. With a weird title, Woke Loads and Fakers. But it's appropriate. Because, man, anyways, just go, if you don't know what that's all about, go watch that show, Woke Loads and Fakers on Dispatching Live. Friday on Cars in the Move, we did, you almost went fishing. Maybe better time spent. It's a joke. You got to be careful with jokes these days, because you got to get those jokes out your mouth. Friday we did, Jason Rice was on the show, Used Car Lot Strategy. That was awesome. We'll talk about that in industry news, too. I know I'm getting ahead, but again, I know it's just going to be a lighter show, and that's okay. By the way, don't forget, if you listen to the podcast and you think, man, get to the point, skip ahead. You can skip ahead on any, you can do that on any digital social media. Skip ahead. That's what I do. And then, or I click plus save. Save it for later. I always save stuff for later. I've been watching some awesome stuff. I want to talk about that in industry news, too. Hey, what's up? Chris Chamberlain's here. Happy Tuesday, man. It's a Tuesday thing we do now. ATI Tuesday. Which is why when I was telling Kimberly, when they do the World Series, is one of the few times the Tuesday night gets super dicey. Otherwise, what are you doing on a Tuesday, right? But I also know, to tune in for a whole show, I watched 2 hours of American Idol last night. That was hard for me. I got real fidgety. So I get it. Anyone feeling the pinch yet? I'll tell you, it's funny you say that, Silver Mint. Join us next Tuesday night. Next Tuesday night, we're going to do supply chain recession, question mark. Yeah, I know. Not good. Not good. But the thing is, and, you know, because it's a word that's going to get bandied about, so we're just going to go ahead and I don't know, get there early. Inflation, right, et cetera, it's on everybody's mind. This tax return season isn't like normal ones. The used car market isn't like normal ones. Auctions aren't normal. Dealers aren't normal. OEMs aren't normal, man. And yet there's still somebody saying, yeah, but I just need a load board and a pickup truck. And we understand that too. We bag on it a little bit, but we understand, you know. Where'd you get that idea? Does anybody ever answer the question, where'd you get that idea? And by the way, Silver Mint, I've been asking the question. When carriers, you know, because this is a carrier show. When carriers want the microphone to talk about things that are important to them, what do carriers want to talk about? You can put it in the live chat. Yo, Jay, found the compliance and overhang with Mike from OI to great one. Oh, nice. Thank you. Yeah, that was a great show. Thank you, Chris. I believe it was called Compliance and Overhang. And if you go into YouTube and you search compliance and overhang, you know, it's interesting. That's why I work so hard on the description on these shows. I'm going to go to Google and I'm just going to type compliance and overhang and, oh, okay. It won't show up because, oh no, there it is. It's on page two. Actually, Don't Delete the Truck is on page two. That's kind of cool. Anyways. So we're here and we're in the live chat and it's slim pickings because it's not, I know this trade show thing. Here's the thing is we're really on to something. And this is why if you're here, I say you're lucky to get in early because we seem to have found a real niche. There's not anybody really covering the trade show circuit like we are. And transportation conversation is just beginning to bloom. So between these two important ingredients and then the level of networking we engage in, something will happen. So that's kind of cool. So thank you for getting here early and being here and being a part of it. I'll tell you what, let's do this. I'm going to go into industry news. That's 7:15 coming right up. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Let's take a look at the auto transport business. You have shippers, brokers, and carriers. It's really not rocket science. Or is it? What if you could send out accurate, instant quotes 24/7, anywhere you want? What if there were technologies that worked your COD amounts and updated the load boards while you slept? What if the system was smart enough to alert drivers of a job for instant dispatch as you build your preferred carrier network? What if we told you that's all real and it's here now? ProABD is hands down the best auto transport CRM on the market. Building an auto transport business is not like it used to be. The cake you bake, per se, has changed, and it's crucial that you have the technologies to change as well. You want true QuickBooks integrations? No problem. You want automatic credit card processing? We got it. You want electronic signatures? That's easy. How about a virtual dispatcher working your COD amounts and refreshing the load boards 24/7 for you? Yeah, that's right. No more, I need to bump this job or that job. It's all so time-consuming. Tell our price bot what to do, and he does it. No questions asked. Now that's what I'm talking about. Sign up today or call now for a free demo.
So So you need an auto shipping quote, and broker software you can trust. Provide instant, accurate quotes online with Transport Auto Quoter by Superflow Systems, and move with Pro ABD CRM. Visit superflowsystems.com. Links in the live chat. I see you, Chris. Yeah, so sales are down. That's what everybody says. Now, I was reading about this before I was getting ready for the show. Some argue that sales are down, but that doesn't mean demand is down. But sales are down because inventory is down. And prices are up. And ability to pay is slowly going down as well. So, it's interesting. We're going to be watching it. And then when you add Ukraine, it's just this overall, there's this tension. The pandemic, the supply chain issues we already had. It is rough. It's strange. And you can, it's tangible. There's a tangible tension happening. Again, next week we're going to do supply chain recession, ? So please do join us for that. Let's go into industry news. Boy, the good times just keep on rolling. On good old ATI. All right, here we go. This is show 237 in a row. It's Auto Intel Summit Live. Maybe it's Automotive After Hours, AIS After Hours. That's kind of what we're doing. So today was day one, and you know we love automotive trade shows. We just keep on talking about them, and we're going to keep on talking about them. Man, if you don't like automotive trade shows, you're really going to not like us. And the thing is, I'm going to keep explaining why we're hooked on automotive trade shows. I'm going to explain it. I'm going to try. Number one, it's a great way to see your friends. There's pre-owned auto logistics and network and meet new friends. There's Terry Shabesta, who I met a few years ago at Auto Intel Summit. Great networking. Ty just met Ryan today. I believe Ryan's from CDK Global. Which, that's the thing, is as we mention some of these names, these are companies that you'll read about and you may or may not want to do business with, or maybe one of their vendors. This is how you get the bigger contracts. So when you're hitting the load boards and you see those companies that you continue to book loads for, they're networking and getting these contracts. That's how they get them. Networking, sales, marketing, etc. So we're going to be live at Auto Intel Summit. We're going to be live tomorrow, 10 a.m. Central Time. And then we're going to go live Thursday, I believe 8:30 a.m. Central Time. It's April 12th through 14th. This is Auto Intel Summit, Automotive Business Intelligence, a lineup of speakers. We had the energy show last Tuesday night, which great response from that show. In fact, check this out. We had there's the family photo who's ready for Auto Intel Summit. Joe Overby from Auto Remarketing Cherokee Media, Justin McCarthy, Ship.cars, there's Ty, there's Ken from Location Services. His CEO, Jose, spoke today. Oh, Chief Client Officer, who we're going to catch up with at dinner, hopefully. Trent Broberg, CEO of Assertus, was on last Tuesday. And Rich Levine from Dignity Leadership. We had a great show. In fact, yeah, thank you, Assertus, for sharing the post. Excellent. Great having Trent on the show. It's fun catching up with Trent at a show. Rich Levine also shared, he's got a book. He shared part of the video of the show and the book. Great stuff. And Joe Overby from Auto Remarketing, hats off to you. Thank you for sharing the show. Right, demand is not down, but used car pricing is high. Still starting to loosen sales to new cars. And so you know this too, Chris, is that what we're going to see next is... the aging of used vehicles in demand. Predominantly 0 to 6 years. Now we're going to move into up to 12 years. That's going to get interesting. Recon, anybody? Let's see here. So, yeah, so these shows, we like to share the information. We want it to be recognizable. Know some of these conferences. And you know what we're missing right now? Oh, I think it's actually in here. Is NAFA is also happening right now. Can't be at them all. I need more on-location correspondence. But this is Ty's desk. There's the agenda. You get the agenda. You get your swag bag. Get some snacks. Get your agenda out. Find out what's happening. And again, shout out to Bill Zadites of Cherokee Media Auto Remarketing for allowing us access to the Auto Intel Summit. He's with Cherokee Media Group. CMG Premium is the news resource there. You know, I talk about, right, so there's somebody right now like, man, I swear you said you were an auto transport show. Well, we are. But we're not just auto transport. We're connecting. I feel like we're putting bridges between those isolated verticals. So much needed. When's the last time, right, you said to a dealer, I need more money on this car. And they're like, well, my granddaddy did it. My daddy's daddy. And dude, no, man, everything's different now. Come on. We need to be in touch with each other's businesses. That's why we talk about OEMs, auctions, dealers, shippers, brokers, services, carrier, equipment, regulation, load. We talk about it all. It's a mouthful. It's an ecosystem. And on Auto Intel Summit, dealers and services on behalf of so many other verticals. On ATI, that's why we connect the back of the store to the front of the store. Let's have the transporter in the back of the store. Walk around to the front of the store and talk to the dealer. Let's have the dealer walk around back. Hey, what's up, Super Dispatch? What's happening? Thank you so much for saying hello. That's why I say when the auction is a packed house, you'll find Ty having hot dogs in Lane 8. Networking. Networking happens wherever it can now. Because it isn't always in Lane 8 anymore. It's digitally. It's on social media. It's at trade shows. And this could be the end of this meme. You said my car is where? Questions. And I do really love this one, too. I want to see more buckets. I want your bucket shots. Please send in your bucket shots. I love walls of keys, and I want those names. Who and where and how and why and when. And we have the conference conversations in the booth. This is just a great example of what has been happening lately and what we're looking forward to more of. Because this is how we really network and grow this channel. It's wonderful. It's a great thing. This is coming out on LinkedIn. Keith Gayhart of Toyota North America. Thank you, Keith. Lots of interaction on social media with Keith, and hopes to see you at Auto Haulers Association of America spring meeting when? May 2nd through May 4th. That's in Atlanta. Yes, Auto Haulers Association of America, and Keith calls out Barry of Hanson Atkins, Dennis Manns of, now Dennis is a speaker, consultant, I'm not sure, I think he has a, like a PR group. And then he called out me. Thank you so much. Well, so here's what we're going to do is I was in touch with Guy earlier today. Ty is going to be speaking at AHA. He's going to have a breakout session, a carrier-related session. This is, I think, on Tuesday, May 3rd. I'm going to be here in Studio 1. I cannot go, but Ty will be there. So let us know how we can help. Let's network. And I saw this too. Hanson and Atkins, share the road, share a meal. Excited to announce hosting another Share the Road, Share a Meal event. Stay updated with posts. Monday, April 25th, a Holiday Inn in Illinois. Tuesday, the 26th, Portage, Indiana at a Best Western. Wednesday, the 27th, at a Clarion in Joliet. So if you're in the area, Share the Road, Share a Meal. That is really cool. Very cool. Well, thank you very much, Super Dispatch. Sure do appreciate it. Give that martini a shake. Super Dispatch, thanks ATI for bringing all the auto transport verticals together to talk about the future of BN. Are you at Auto Intel Summit? If you see that Super Dispatch logo, come and say hello. There you go. Thank you, Super Dispatch. That's great. Yes, Super Dispatch is at Auto Intel Summit. Find Ty. Find us tomorrow. That is 11 a.m. Eastern. Tomorrow we're going to go live in the hallways. And Thursday, 9:30 a.m. Eastern, live in the hallways. So find us on one of those. That'd be great. Yeah, so here's NAFA is happening right now. So we're not there. Got to change that. This is a fleet show. Wheels, Holman, Element, Stellantis. Look at the OEMs are there. Ooh, and these media sponsors. Look at that. Pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. Got to put that on the... let's talk supply chain. All right, here comes the really bad news. Pain going on now in supply chain. Hypertension, stress, migraine, sinus, parent, and trying to deliver cost savings against double-digit inflation. There we go. That's a full red head right there. Hey, some a-hole decided to shoot the passenger windows with a BB gun. I share this for, this one's for the dealers, right? Should I deliver like that and have a mobile windshield replace it or have the dealer do it? Do we tell the customer? What do we do here? This is just a bad situation. Like, what are you supposed to do, right? What can you do? This is one of the reasons why I say, please don't Google cheap car shipping. Thank you. How about this? Saw this on Facebook. If anybody sees this dude, I had to fuzz a lot out. But I think the problem, it's a carrier, see? And, I mean, we're all trying to make a living. But, you know. This is why, listen, brokering is no joke, okay? Do not think, ask yourself, where did you get that idea? Do not, if you see, next time you see a get rich quick video about transporting or brokering or whatever it is, no, man. Think of this guy sitting in this truck, posted on Facebook. How much does he own? What? What are we talking? A few hundred? It's not worth it, man. Send in your comments. Send me an email. autotransportintel@gmail.com. I can put it in the live chat. Sure, why not? Send in the news, too. It isn't just comments. Become the carrier of the week. All kinds of good stuff. It's how you get your car shipping news. It's on ATI. We put it up on the big screen. Okay, here's what we can do. Every Tuesday night, we got five. No, it's 7:30 right now. Man, that's pretty good. Five new questions. That's right. Step right up. We got five new questions every Tuesday night. Here we go. It's Are You a Car Shipping Guru? It's Play Ask Larry, brought to you by ATI and Superflow. Here we go. Question one. What automaker has recently introduced Car Bravo, an online used car retailing solution, into the marketplace? Is it Ford? Is it Volvo? GM or Chevrolet? So, okay, I realize. Boring factor one. I'm talking about auto retail and I'm talking about an OEM. But did you know that the next step in the OEM auto retailing solution is? It's auto transport. That's what it is. So that's why that. Okay. Anyways, help me out. Is it Ford? Is it Volvo? Is it GM? Now, it just so happens I wrote this question, so I know the answer. Ooh, Bobby Neal. bang, right out of the box, Bobby Neal. Now, Bobby.
That sounded like Bob Barker with the microphone. I need one of them long microphones.
Now, Bobby, tell us why this matters, right? Does it matter? Does it matter that GM is introducing Car Bravo into the marketplace? I'll tell you what. This is interesting. Brian Pasch, who I've identified, he's like the outlier of the dealer groups. You know, you'll find, I think what we find, what we've kind of found, is that in any, like, in any random, Bobby is he's dabbing. You'll find in any automotive marketplace that a lot of the news media resources are, you know, like pro, go, get rich, all that stuff. And then you'll find the outliers. Those are the ones you want to listen to. We're kind of like that too, and so I'm biased. But Brian Pasch will tell you why this is so important. And that is that, exactly, there it is. The chipping away at the dealer supply, that's it. And if you chip away at the deal, if the OEM chips away at the dealer, who's next? Could it be Auto Transport? All right. Question two. What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a 2019 Jaguar XF from Hilliard, Ohio to Ogden, Utah? Is it $795, $1165, $1450, or $1790? It's a Jaguar, which means right now it costs about $250,000 to lease. From Hilliard, Ohio to Ogden, Utah. I would ask for $1450. Will you get $1450? What they're going to say is it's a sedan, it's easy peasy, it's 1-2-3-easy. we'll throw in some Yeezys, but I'm gonna go with $1450 because I have integrity. It should be $1790 is a better, more appropriate rate, but you know. Anybody have a guess? Anybody want to do it for $795?
Uh-huh.
No. Interesting. Don't forget, if you got an extra like, please leave one. Oh, Carlos has got $1450. Ask for $1450, take $1165. Interesting, Bobby. And thank you, Bobby. See, that's what I'm talking about. We already have, in this small gathering we have here tonight, go ahead and grab a chair, pull up a donut. We have carriers, brokers, dealers, just in this little group here. Technology, that's four verticals. Got them, four verticals in one small gathering. That is what we're after. I would rather have four verticals in a small gathering than 200 yahoos talking about fishing in the weather. Right, Carlos? I mean, that's the thing. But here's the problem. Here's what I'm seeing. I think when the carrier says, well, what about fuel? Then the shipper says, well, what about my groceries, right? Problem is everybody's cost has gone up, and so our threshold for sympathy has gone down. I think that's what's happened. Yeah, charity care. You mean the company's giving away their trucks one bolt at a time? Okay. Question three. All right, what is the most appropriate carrier? Wait a minute. Oh. All right, so the question got messed up. The question is, let's see if I can remember. The question is, hold on. We've never had that happen. But I can tell you what the question is, because I wrote it. The question is, which of the following company offers drive-away services? Yeah, that's it. Which of the following companies offers drive-away services? Now, it's a bit tricky. Bobby, I know you've already answered, but I don't think I said it yet. What is the answer? Which of these companies offers drive-away services? Interesting. Okay. But it got a... It's a good thing I wrote it. Oh, shoot. You know, we're all... These are good. These are good guesses. This is good. And so here's what... Because here's why I handed the keys over to Superflow to write the questions and do all that. And I realized that now I want to get involved because... I don't think I have... Oh, it's in the news. Auto Transport 22 is coming up. And I want to keep talking about the Auto Transport 22, right? It is. It's actually hard. This is an interesting question. I like this one a lot. And what I want us all to... I'm trying to help explain the purpose of ATI. And that is that we know these company names. We recognize them, but we don't know all the things that they do. We can't keep track of all the software that's out there. And there's now so much dealer software, almost nobody can keep track. So I want to help manage the information, understand the companies, the software and services that they offer. Plus, then companies get acquired. I mean, and who knows what all the dealer acquisitions are all about. I brokered out the questions. Bobby caught me. That is terrible news. I brokered out the questions. I like that, Bobby. Question four. Here we go. What is the most appropriate carrier payout to ship a 2020 Ford Edge from Powell, Tennessee to Floral Park, New York? Is it 400, 645, 860, or 1205? Yeah, you gotta get out your map. But just guessing... What if Powell was closer to Memphis? And what if Floral Park was closer to Rochester? I don't know. 860. It's got to be. It's a 2020 Ford Edge. It's either 860 or 1205. Knowing. I'm just going to go. Actually, I'm going to go 1205. I'm going to go 1205 on that. None. Silverman says none. Nine. Yeah, I've never heard of Powell. But I mean, you know, we've been doing these questions for so long, we got to get all the weird cities. Yeah, 1205. Yep. I mean, once you put in New York, you're in another, yeah, you're in another bracket. Huh? All right, question five, here we go. Thank you for those guesses. I think we're on agreement. Silverman is, yeah, Silverman is off the page. Very good, Silverman. When you never heard of the destination, double your original quote. Now that is very, very good advice. Question five, here we go. What is the average weight of a 2022 Toyota Camry? 1,500, 2,500, 3,500, or 4,500 LBS? I think it's 3,500. I don't know why a sedan would change that much unless it was EV. And I don't know the weights of the batteries. And I have been watching, like, you know, I'm trying to follow all of the EV news. I mean, man, there's so many EVs and this and that and charge anxiety. And then there's all these chargers and there's different kilowatts and it is exhausting. So are you saying, Bobby, are you saying, does the 2020 Camry, is it EV? Because if it is EV, I could see it being 4,500. But I don't actually know. Carrier says 4,500. Right. Bobby? You brokered out your brains. Okay. 3,500. I think it is 3,500. I'm going to go with that. So on that, we're wrapping up. This has been another edition of... Are You a Carver Shipping Guru? So I'll tell you what. What we're going to do is I'm going to take a quick break. Right, it can't. I don't think it's EV either. So we're going to do a quick break. And then after this, we got part two of industry news. So stick around.
If we can capture pictures of the car in under 10 seconds, and you can capture more of them per minute, well, then you're going to have more of those online, and you're going to have more buyers seeing them sooner, and that's going to equate to more revenue.
Are you completely stressed out from all the calls and the contracts and the verification of loads when nobody answers the phone? Call Murphy Auto Dispatch Services today. Murphy Auto Dispatch Services has over 15 years of experience in the transport industry. We are your office while you are on the road. We book, we verify, and we bill out your loads for you. We have an excellent accounting staff and an even better dispatch team. Give us a call today at 417-273-0021. Or if you want to email me, it's murphyautotransport31@yahoo.com. Give us a call today.
So you need help staying loaded or moving a car? That is the voice of Sue. She runs a dispatch office. She's a fully licensed broker. She's my co-host on Thursdays on Dispatching Live. Visit murphyautotransportservices.com. No Dispatching Live this Thursday. We're still live at the trade show. So here we go. Here comes industry news, part two. Thank you so much for saying hello in the live chat. If you got an extra like, please leave one. Try the veal. There it is, Chris. CarMax said it sold fewer used cars in the latest quarter. CarMax says dwindling consumer confidence dinged used vehicle sales in the latest quarter. But not to worry. Sustained high vehicle prices and economic uncertainty pushed some customers away. In fact, the average price of a used car rose nearly 40%. Ouch! From an affordability standpoint, you got interest rates going up, inflation, the Ukraine war. There's just a lot weighing on the consumer right now. But CarMax fared better on wholesale. It reported 149,000 plus wholesale vehicle sales in the quarter, up 44%. Hey, Copart is hiring and training vehicle transport drivers. Copart, a global leader in online auto auctions, is hiring 225 tow and transport drivers and loaders from across the country. It's willing to provide the needed training for the job. Copart will pay for successful applicants to earn their CDL and to obtain certifications to operate front-end loaders as well. These new hires will drive and load brand new equipment to transport vehicles between Copart locations and to Copart buyers. The new positions pay highly competitive wages and include benefits such as health and life insurance, 401k, employee stock purchase. And with Copart's commission system, weekly bonuses, and daily per diem, a driver can earn $85,000 a year and up. Positions expected to require travel about 25% of the time. You can go to copart.com/drivers. Here it is, copart.com/drivers. You click on I hold a CDL, I need a CDL. Musk says Tesla will build a vehicle designed to be a robo-taxi, and it's his first time wearing a cowboy hat. Allegedly. DeLorean is working on a new EV and it has released new images. Get out of town. Wow, that is wild, man. It's a weird world. Werner piloting Aurora's autonomous trucks on a 600-mile route in Texas. Starting this week, Aurora driver-powered trucks are hauling loads between Fort Worth and El Paso. On behalf of Werner, this lane represents the middle leg of one of the busiest commercial thoroughfares for Werner on the U.S. trucking industry, Atlanta to L.A. Introducing an autonomous route between Fort Worth and El Paso allows Werner to move freight seamlessly and reliably on a subset of one of its most voluminous lanes. We're talking autonomous. The Fort Worth to El Paso lane is more than 600 miles, takes approximately 9 hours to complete. Long distance monotony. This is an unappealing lane for truck drivers. El Paso to Fort Worth is going autonomous. Now, I realize it's freight, and I'm not trying to freak anybody out. I'm just saying, if you are convinced it's not happening and not happening soon, think again. Now, what does this mean for auto transport? It means one day somebody's going to do this long haul autonomously. It does not mean all the cars will load themselves, strap themselves down, and do what a professional auto transport professional does. But it does mean that if 9 cars get loaded in El Paso and they can get the truck to drive to Fort Worth, they're going to do it. It's 2022. Anybody want to place a bet on when we see it? If you say anything past 2025, I'll bet against you. I'm not saying I want it. But I am saying that we live in this crazy world where DeLorean is coming back. Anything is possible. And it keeps happening faster and faster. Now, what could slow it down is all the insanity going on in the world. If that insanity keeps up, then this insanity will slow down. If that insanity slows down, this insanity will pick up. One way or another, insanity's coming. And it's not the end of the world, because people have been saying that for like 4,000 years. I'm sure whenever the dude discovered fire, another dude thought it was the end of the world. I'm almost positive. Stellantis exits non-strategic business. Stellantis has divested itself 25% of GEFCO, which was the auto transport company that was serving Russia. Getting out. Get GEFCO out your mouth. Ship Your Car Now is a key component in the Dealer Grid digital marketplace. Ship Your Car Now has partnered with the newest dealer-to-dealer inventory acquisition platform, The Dealer Grid. This partnership will provide a seamless shipping solution to complete The Dealer Grid's digital marketplace, which boasts over 1.5 million pieces of inventory across more than 21,000 dealerships. Okay, that's big. That's what I'm saying. The companies you're booking loads for are making big deals. Find out how. May as well know how. Companies like ACV, Car Lots, Car Offer. Big players in wholesale. Wholesale is a big, big deal. It's one of the things that makes CarMax so omnichannel. And these companies are faced with a proposition. Here we go. You want to build an entire transportation technical solution, staff at Find Carriers provide customer as its primary focus. It's your choice. Have at it. Easy Auto Ship partners with One Auction View, making car transport for dealers a breeze. One Auction View is one of the leading online car auctions that help dealers host or participate in auctions, interact with each other, and conduct business. OAV, One Auction View, just made the logistics a lot easier for dealers by partnering with Easy Auto Ship, fully licensed, bonded, insured car transport company that offers top-notch dealership car shipping to and from auction sites. Question, who are you partnering with? Right? Do you have something worth partnering with? Let's talk about it. send in the news, autotransportintel@gmail.com. Oh, that was not a paid ad, Bobby. It just sounded that way because, well, hey, man. Gross. That's awesome, dude. Not a paid ad, I assure you. CDK to go private, an $8.3 billion deal. Okay, CDK. All right, CDK Global, right? CDK Global, CDK Global. I've been hearing this company name. I've tried to, you know, learn more at shows. I think I figured it out. I think I got it. Not paid. Not so, Bobby. Listen, just because I read it with enthusiasm doesn't mean it's a paid ad. Now, you mean they... So let's go back to it. Let's go look at it. This is a press release. I agree with you there. But here's the question, Bobby. Did you know that a lot of news articles are actually press releases, press release information repurposed as a news article? What is the difference? Right, I got you, Bobby. I got you. I mistook that. That's on me. Come on, Jay. You can't go after your own audience. But I did. I got it wrong, Bobby. That's bad. I will take my lashings as I've earned them. But you're right. It was a press release. Fair enough. So CDK Global. All right. How dealerships can improve the customer experience. Connected car technology. So what does CDK Global do, right? Who wants to know what does CDK Global do? Well, CDK Global, all right, they're involved in DMS, dealer management systems, sales and inventory systems, fixed ops software, F&I software, dealership operations software, consulting, not software, wholesale management, etc. CDK Global. So this is why I found interesting. This video... The market has changed, have you? Oh, you can't see it? This is from October 2016. So anybody, and it says stuff that's being said right now. Anybody making videos 5 years ago about stuff happening right now, worth paying attention to, CDK Global. All right, the Auto Transport 22. That brings us to the Auto Transport 22. I've been talking about the Auto Transport 22, well... Actually, I've been talking about the Auto Transport 21. That was last year. This is 2022. Why not 22? And so some of the companies that were on the 21 have dropped off. And the companies that have been added to the 22, check it out. OEMs dominate that category of the ecosystem, right? Ford, GM, Toyota, Ford, Blue Oval Advantage. GM, Car Bravo, Toyota, Project ETA. I already had Tesla on there. Oh, man. You know, Tesla actually talks about auto transport and their in-car hauling. So we're going to be talking more about this list in the coming days. I just want to say that it is my job to bring this information 4 times a week. It includes load boards, mobile apps, digital auctions, auto wholesale, digital retailing, dealerships, DMS, CRM, auto auction, inventory management systems, consumer inventory, OEMs, and EV. If you missed the show, get the podcast. You can check that out. Definitely do that. ATI Auto Transport. ATI Auto Transport. Look for it. Know it. It's us. We're still here. We don't have a DOT tomorrow, but do come back next Wednesday on the 20th. We will do DOT. We might have to move the time a little bit. Scheduling is getting dicey, but we'll figure it out. No dispatching live this week, but you can get your fill with woke loads and fakers from last Thursday. On Fridays, we might do a Cars on the Move Friday, I don't know. But if you did miss last Friday, use Car Lot Strategy with Jason Rice, check that out. You are going to see, you will see that show, that was a great show. That was one of the greatest Cars on the Moves in a while. Meaning, Cars in the Move is great, but we kind of move around. Dealers, auctions, carriers, kind of move it around. That was an amazing show. Jason Rice throws down the data. Oh my gosh. Seriously. And you know this too, if you don't already know. Go in the video, go, you see below the video where it says like video description and you can click more to see more. You'll see time codes. Now you don't see it below this video, but on any other video that's on demand on ATI, go in the time codes and it is a treasure trove. Do that. I know, biased. Gross. WTF, why is a transport guy reading a book for a car dealer inventory having both gross and volume in the used car operation on a Sunday morning? Well, there's a couple reasons. One is that because it's Ty Thompson connecting dealers, auctions, and carriers. Two is this was on Friday on Cars on the Move with Jason Rice. Work the facts, WTF. It's a book by Jason. And I'm putting this up there just so you know, you can get it on Amazon. WTF, Work the Facts by Jason Rice. But you don't have to buy the book. Go watch The Cars on the Move with Jason Rice, Used Car Lot Strategy. Just type it in, Used Car Lot Strategy. Oh, fine, I'll get the link. Let's see, Used Car Lot Strategy with Jason Rice of Lot Pop. By the way, make no mistake, Jason, we're very lucky to have him spend time with us. Jason is the real deal. Awesome. Awesome guy, awesome information. Learn more about it. You know, because we like to share maps of auctions and really get our hands dirty with all of the nationwide information, used and new. I just want to mention this. If you haven't already seen this, just go ahead and screenshot this. Do yourself a favor. Get out your mobile device and screenshot. It's called Why Global Supply Chains May Never Be the Same by Wall Street Journal. This video is awesome. It's 54 minutes, highly cinematic, but really tells the story. It starts with, I think it's a factory in Vietnam with a USB charger, gets on the ship, goes to the port, gets on the trucks, talks about how trucking has become independent contractors. Huh? Remind you of anything? I mean, what's the difference between this and the transport parking lot? You tell me. And where's it headed next? And they all say, when you get into like the interviews with the higher ups, they're all, I mean, everybody's ramping up on robots where they can, whether it's software or physical robots, autonomous, you name it. Everybody's ramping up on stuff to try to compete with the ever-growing delivery economy. Because everything's got to scale. Everybody wants everything cheaper. People have less and less money and resources. There's less and less time. It's insane. How hard can it be to sell a used car? Come on. That's awesome, man. Well, you know, I don't know, man. I don't sell used cars. But I'll tell you what. Let's do this. Let's do this. I think it's time. Yeah, let's see. I think Jose is in. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. Stick around right after this. We're going to see if we can do this. We got the, oh, it's good. It's 1 hour. So they should be done with dinner. Might be toothpick time and desserts. Let's catch up with Jose and friends at the dinner table or wherever they are. Stick around because right after this, we're going to go live with Ty, Jose, and figure out and see what happens. And we're going to try to learn more about after day one, Auto Intel Summit, Automotive After Hours. Stick around. Is your auction feeling the pain before a sale? You know the one. All hands on deck to process as many vehicles as possible, working late into the night and still not getting through them all. because they just keep coming. Hours and minutes before the sale, your condition report writers are moving as fast as they can. But with the imaging process alone taking 5 to 10 minutes a vehicle, it's a losing battle. There aren't enough hours in the day or enough people. Until now. Meet Black Widow Imaging. Here to streamline your imaging process, effectively removing your bottlenecks and allowing you to process and sell more vehicles, even minutes before the sale. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Providing consistent high-quality images to your website in minutes, allowing you to capture more digital sales, revenue, and labor savings. Don't believe us? Just ask our clients. Ready to capture more? Contact us today for a demo and consultation. Capture more automotive business profit with Black Widow Imaging high-resolution 4K images for OEMs, auctions, dealers, rail, port, fleet, insurance, transportation, and more. Schedule your live demo at blackwidowimaging.com. Well, thank you all so much for taking the time. Sure do appreciate it. It was an interesting segment, and as always, appreciate it when it's interesting. And what's also interesting is that in real life, a misunderstanding in conversation is much easier to accept in real life, but it's different when it's live on a stream. So Bobby, again, I apologize for getting that wrong. The thing about it is what happens is I don't ever want to let anything go by that might be questionable. I miss some chats. Like here we go, Carlos, staying local right now. Fuel prices are killing me. Bobby said if they won't let tiny Teslas roll automated, they sure won't let. I'm so glad I just read that. I know I'd like to agree. We'll be talking about it. I know, right? The lawyers will agree with you. The rest of the company isn't. That's the thing. Let's go live with Ty and see what's going on. Hey, Ty, what's up, man? Can you see me and hear me okay?
Yeah, I don't have my mic cooked up because I've got a couple guys hanging around here. Ooh, so I wanted them to hear you. It sounds like you just stepped in a big pile of doo-doo. What have you been doing?
Well,
I haven't watched the whole show. I come in and you're talking about...
Well, so, all right. So, Bobby... I got it wrong. I was reading some industry news because I was just doing industry news. And I was reading some news, and Bobby was talking about how what the news that I read like an editorial release. And that was a gross paid ad. And I said, but I wasn't paid. I was just reading it. But the fact was, it was an editorial release. And then I said, well, here's the thing. Here's the really bad news. A lot of news is editorial releases. Now, I don't want to call out, what gets called as traditional fake news and whatnot. But you know how much news we get that's actually an editorial release anyway? So, not worth hashing over. But, yeah, you caught me, live. Dang it. I'm live. Have you had a perfect day?
We got Jay live over here in a minute.
Hey, I hear Dana Rogers. Are you right outside the hotel?
We're at the hotel.
Awesome. Take it away, Ty.
He doesn't want to turn us on.
Here we go. Maybe if we put it over here. How's the audio? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. It's great.
Okay, I've got Dana. You know Dana.
Hey, what's up, Dana?
What's up, Jay?
Look over here.
Wow. All right.
Jose in the background.
Hey, what's up? All right.
into the light.
That is great. We really have automotive after hours here
like the round table.
ATI. Wow, this is awesome. Buddy. You know what? You know what this is like? Because I always wanted to do after the catch. Have you seen on like, what's the crabbing show after the catch?
I don't know. Can you see yourself?
Yes, you guys look great. Okay. Awesome.
Hey, I've got more. Come on in, everybody.
Some Experian.
All the folks from
Experian
over here.
Experian. Experian, what's up? Sure.
Jay. Experian.
Yeah. Yes.
And so you guys got here today?
Monday night.
Yep. Monday night. Yeah. Did you have a, did you do a presentation at all?
Yeah.
You did? What was it?
The Other Electric Fire.
It was great.
Thank you. Yeah, we're doing a repeat on Thursday. Come on by if you missed it.
Oh, really? What time? I'll come.
12:15.
12:15 Thursday?
Yeah.
Great. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, too.
No spoilers, but it may involve a hippopotamus.
Don't tell him. He'll have to come to find out why.
Experian. So real quick, Experian. Does anybody know what Experian is? Experian, what are you? I know what you are. Well, go ahead and tell us.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
what is Experian?
Can you hear okay?
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Yeah, this is, I can hear you.
Provider.
Mm-hmm. It's a what?
Yeah, so we're a data provider. I mean, the
data provider.
Kind of the marketing pitch line, the easiest, simplest way to say it is, take three things to sell a car: car, consumer, and credit. Experian is the only primary data source for all three. So credit information, vehicle information, including vehicle history, and then consumer insurance.
We're one of three bureaus.
Mm-hmm.
We're one of two registration data providers. And we're one of three marketing agencies in the U.S.
That's big.
So, yeah.
You guys
data,
are big
data,
deal.
Data.
A lot of data.
That is the key.
That's good. We might want to talk to you some more. I got a lot of questions.
You should be brought to
come
sales
on
guy.
Yeah.
We got to sell.
Steve can sell.
Steve can
sell.
Steve can sell. Okay, well, yeah.
We got buyers.
So what? Who would be your customer? Who's your customer? That's what I asked
the everybody.
Yeah. Everybody?
Who's not his customer?
Oh, yeah. Lenders, yeah. Dealers,
consumers, you name it.
Bank.
So you go to them and you say, hey, I'm Experian. You guys mm-hmm. want to, we can help you sell more cars?
Yeah.
And OEMs,
yeah.
Data from two providers, us and our competitor. So we have about, 80% of most of the premium market in the U.S.
Now, when you say OEM, are you talking about the dealer?
North American manufacturer.
The actual manufacturer. You make a deal with them.
Yes. Okay.
And they pass it down.
Performance data from us to target, to put targets on the dealer for sales targets. Because everything is based on market penetration, not their sales, right? I mean, they have sales targets, but they also have to have share penetration of their competitive set. They have to get that from us, because we're the only ones who get registration data, right? And know where the customers are, where they move to, how many cars they have in the garage. What's beside the Porsche Taycan you just bought?
All right.
And that's what so that's the kind of data. That's the kind of data we have.
So you data. So we're friends with the Blackbird guys. They're big data guys. So you're more along the lines of other our partners of yours?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah. They can assume the credit.
Consume
if you're worthy enough to be able to afford that.
Blackbook is one of our thin pattern providers. So they're suppliers.
Do you hear that, Jay? Can you hear any of this?
I'm picking up some of it. As you can imagine, but keep going. It's fantastic. I'm loving it.
Like, it's actually happening.
It's on here. I should probably turn this one on.
Who's Jay?
We're Auto Transport Intel. I don't have my badge on, but we're the transport guys with the YouTube channel.
Okay. Yeah.
And all we do is talk about.
We actually met one of your counterparts at Utah.
That would be Jay.
That'd be Jay.
Yeah, or me. Turn me on.
Yep, that's him. Right
there. Okay. Jay or me, one of us.
We met earlier today.
That's what it was today.
Mm-hmm. He was on the road earlier this
week. Yeah.
This is so we've got Experian, pre-owned auto. Are you seeing any of this? Can you see everybody?
Yes. Awesome.
Okay.
Love it. Hey, what's up, Jeremy?
There's Jeremy. Thank you. Here, take my seat. Still one in back there.
So no, you guys.
We're good.
Yeah,
thank you. We'll talk to you.
Love it. Thank you so much for saying hello.
So much.
Thank you.
Great.
Love it.
That was my teaser.
And I just want to say, I'm a huge fan of this hotel and this group right here. I'm so jealous, but thank you.
Well, you won't hear him on my phone. My phone, no audio. And if I turn this on, I don't know if anybody can hear it. They might be able to hear us better. But, Jake, can you hear us at all?
Sure, I can hear you.
Ask the live chat. Can they hear us? Do they hear any of that?
Yeah, I think they did. I mean, they're with us, and we'll... This teaches us we just need to improve sound, but we're great. For a version one, I'm happy.
All right. So, pre-owned auto logistics. Jose, who's this guy?
Hey, there's Rich.
Oh, time out. Watch this.
That's awesome.
You got some documented Rich. Love right there.
It's Rich Levine from Dignity Leadership. He joined us Tuesday night. If you missed the Tuesday night show, that's Rich Levine. He's speaking
Rich
Thursday.
Levine.
Yeah.
Jose. Okay, so Jeremy, Dana, Jose, Location Services, Josh with
Pastime GPS.
Pastime GPS. Pastime GPS. You got that?
Pastime GPS. Got it.
Pass. P-A-S. And then we've got
Hey, Jay, you got to listen Casey. To Rich here. He's got a lot going on with his Dignity podcast.
Leadership.
You might want to cross out here.
Yes. Yes. No. Hey, don't go far, Jose.
Don't go far, don't Jose. Go far. Jose can hear you.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm sorry.
Hey, awesome.
Okay, pass. One more time.
Pastime GPS.
Pastime.
I got it in the live chat.
That's Josh and Casey.
Casey.
And we've got, remember Repo Ryan?
Whoops. Oh, yeah. Where's it? Ryan Miller. Hey, what's up, Ryan Miller? Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Miller.
Ryan Miller. Everybody gets excited when you say Ryan. Everybody. Okay, so Jose was nice enough. He took ATI out for dinner. Jose.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Jose. Everybody give Jose a big round of applause.
Yeah, let's get some love. We got the,
ATI, thank you, Jose. Services.
Awesome. Thank you, Jose.
How do you like that camera running around?
Oh, yeah.
You like the shot? Anyway,
that's great. Everything's great. Yeah, man.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay, so, Rich, how's it been for you so far? Let's just go around.
It's been awesome.
You got here today?
Got here at 7 o'clock tonight after flight delays.
Oh, no.
Really? It's all good, though. I'm here.
You're here? You're happy, ready for tomorrow?
Excited, yes.
Big? Okay.
Yeah.
Anything you're looking forward to specifically?
Should we put it closer? How about Thursday at 10:15, I believe it is, and then 12:45. That's what I'm looking for.
That's what you're looking
for. Yeah.
10:15, 12:45. You're going live. Thursday.
Rich is live tomorrow.
No, Thursday.
Thursday.
Right, Thursday, 10:15 and 12:45.
On the end of the show again.
All right. But what's tomorrow? What did you just talk? What's tomorrow? What's he talking about?
Tomorrow's just prep. We're getting ready. Tomorrow we're just excited to be here.
Oh yeah. So here, let me pull up the agenda here so we can talk about it. Because I want to hear more about what happened today.
I got to listen to Ryan Hovey. You know that's Hovey.
Yep.
You know how Bon Jovi Hovey.
Right.
DDK Global.
Was that a breakout session?
Was that a breakout session? It was good. He talked about tier one, tier two, and tier three. You know what any of that means?
Sure. Oh, man. Tier one, tier two, tier three. Don't get me started.
OEM.
All right. Here, Jeremy's going to bring us up on
tier one is OEM, tier two is regional, and tier three is the actual dealership level, store level.
Say one more time. Tier one is the OEM. Tier two.
It's kind of like a regional, parts of the country. So, like, you have like the Northeast and the Midwest and Southeast, right? So, you're kind of larger territory. And then you have tier three, the dealership level. And it's really looking at the synergies between all three tiers and how alignment really benefits everybody.
Did they talk about transportation at all?
It was logistics were mentioned.
A little bit.
Who doesn't talk about transportation? I mean,
they need to come and talk to me.
What are we doing? A pretty important part of the conversation, I would say.
To talk about.
Yeah.
Well, but he was talking about, yeah, you can turn that. Use this button. Flip it around. Oh, you want me to see me? Here we go. Here's everybody. Okay, so that was Ryan. I enjoyed that. Did you guys sponsor that one? Because you had your pins and your pads.
You know.
We got connections.
Okay. Only about these. We got connections.
Let's go with Josh and Casey. Pass.
Time.
I'll get it eventually, I promise. Past time. So tell us about past time.
Yeah, so past time, we make a suite of GPS products for all sorts of applications in the automotive industry, right? So if you're a finance company who's looking for some extra protection on your portfolio, so, you know, you have cars out on the road, you want to make sure if you know, somebody stops paying, you can repossess them. We make you know, a great GPS product to support that. And yeah, as he can attest.
Repo Ryan
could attest to that.
Past time stuff we use before in the badge, at least for some of our clients, it works out really well. And we get them either, you know, shut down the vehicle with like a starter disablement that's there. And usually they will sit there and pay the finance company. If they don't, they send us out to go pick them up.
Yeah, and our latest and greatest is a battery powered device, right? So it's a small little device that lasts 4 to 5 years. You don't have to charge it.
Oh, wait,
yeah, I got it right here. Look at that. So here it is. Yeah. So that's our Encore. It's so it's a really tiny battery powered device. Gives you the opportunity to, you know, quickly, easily deploy GPS on really any asset, but particularly the automotive assets.
Sorry to take that back. Where do you put it? In the car? Somewhere where nobody will find it?
Where no one will find it. Yeah.
Put that in my car.
Put a good magnet on the bottom and you slap it underneath.
Yeah, there's a magnetic case that comes with a magnet in there. You throw it right inside the vehicle.
So that just keeps track of where it is.
Correct. Yeah. All right.
But you also offer other things besides just that. And it's kind of attached to that. Is that right?
Yeah, so there's a full suite of products. Our other products are what we call starter interest. It gives you the ability to not only track the device, see where the vehicle's at, but also with a click of a button, you can stop the vehicle from being able to be started. Right. So if somebody's past due, if they're out of contract, you click that button, they can no longer start their vehicle, and ultimately, it's a lot easier to repossess the asset.
So why would anybody need this? Who needs this?
So our primary customers are buy-here-pay-here dealerships and subprime auto finance companies. Now, it doesn't have to be subprime. Again, anybody who's looking to protect their portfolio, it doesn't always have to be an automotive asset. It could be construction assets. It could be all sorts of assets.
Fleet.
Our fleets, yeah. Our
Toro, trailers.
Trailers, anything. Yeah. I mean, again, this is a product that has no monthly fees. It doesn't have, you know, expensive upstart costs. It's a affordable tracking device that can be deployed on whatever asset that has, you know, some kind of loan attached to it that potentially be money on the street that they want to bring back in.
What about transportation containers, right? You guys do transportation. There's a lot of people who do containers. Have you guys put them inside of containers just to keep track of there?
So ever since we came out with this one, it's been a huge kind of jump out of the automotive industry and into those types of industries, right? So portable containers where you have expensive assets. We're tracking shipments, right? So Amazon is shipping these expensive servers. We'll track a server, right? Instead of just tracking the vehicle that the asset is on, you're now actually able to track the asset, which is kind of a new paradigm that we're able to do, especially at a cost that's way under, you know, what is a typical telematics device.
What's the battery life on that?
So it lasts 4 to 5 years. There's dynamic power mode. You can do everything from, you know, passive location, which will just check in every so often, to, you know, more active location, which will do anytime the device moves. It has an accelerometer. It can take a locate every time it's stable. You can take a locate, so you get like a trip start, trip end type location. It's a really dynamic product. It's been a lot of years in making. It's been a real big hit.
Does it come with a software, like a dashboard, is that what you call?
Yeah, so we have our own internal software, so you can log in, see where all your assets are located. We also have APIs that a lot of our partners will build in. So they have their software, we'll give them access to our data, they'll be able to display it in a way that
you know, is good for their software and good for their customers. It's it's front end to back end. We do everything. We make our own product. We create our own software. We're full service. Yeah.
And yeah. Okay, so your territory, by the way, it's the tell everybody the territory.
So we're
anywhere and everywhere.
It's the upside down.
It's the upside down L.
No, so we are nationwide. Personally, I run the what we call the Northeast, and we've so kindly called the upside down L because I got all the way over to like Indiana, towards New Jersey, and then down towards the Carolinas, which Casey runs all the Carolinas for us. So
we actually have somebody here pay here people that watch this occasionally. And if they need this, they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, reach out, Josh Frank at pastimegps.com. Pastimegps.com is our website. Definitely reach out, get in touch.
You can get outside the L, right? The upside down L.
I mean, if I'm lucky, I mean, this might be the catalyst. Thank you, guys.
You're gonna turn it into a backwards E.
Yeah,
upside down backwards E.
I wanted just a circle filled in.
Okay, we'll do it.
I'll take it all.
We'll do it. Okay, anybody? Jose, how are you feeling about the whole? Let's get Jose on here for just a second.
Yeah, man, awesome. Get everybody this is else awesome. Well done.
There's Jose
on the other side.
He's got the bell.
Is the bell good?
Oh, the bell's great.
We got rid of the cowbell. No more cowbell.
AJ, for us, has been a little different, man. We usually talk a lot about transport and keys and remarketing. Today, it's been all about license plate recognition. It's been about Big Brother, really. So our sister company inside LPR is launching, and they're going really big in the repo space, and they're looking for agents that would like to run our LPR software. If they have other LPR software and they're ready to get away from our competitor, you know, they could plug into us, and you know, we're the only competitor really to Motorola. So it's we're up and coming, and we're working with a bunch of finance companies, and yeah, it's going well. Just getting the word out, getting the product out. It's really nice.
So if you are a repo guy or have a repo truck, right, doesn't matter where.
Doesn't matter what.
You can get a hold of Jose. Jose will help you.
Yeah,
we'll
help you get the right kind of cameras. We'll get you cameras. We'll get you scanning. We'll upload your own hot list. We'll give you access to our 100,000+ open repo assignments so you could repossess them if you hit them with the camera. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
What if somebody had some money and they're like, man, I've always wanted to be a repo guy. I'm going to go buy a repo sneaker truck. Is that what you call a sneaker?
I'm going to hire Ryan.
So if somebody has some money, they want to get into repo, you can
it's
help
possible.
Them.
Well, we could walk them through it, but, you know, Ryan would be the better contact.
The
but, yeah.
Ryan.
All
right.
If you could go to...
if you wanted to get a repo, don't do it.
If you wanted to get in repo, don't think
hey,
twice.
Well, that's what transport guys say, too, right? I want to get a transport. Don't get a transport.
It's terrible. Don't get it.
Look, there's a lot of money to be made there for everybody, but it's a fun business. With us, the fun's coming back, right? So we're getting back to our roots. We're getting back to the good times. It'll be great.
Well, so Ryan, by the way, Ryan taught me some interesting stuff about repo in Illinois.
The right lane is
Chicago.
Right. Where did you go?
Chicago had 346.
There's 346 repossession companies in Chicago.
Wow.
When the Recovery Act started, and now there's 346 in the state. So that's what you get out of the license government, out of the license state.
Which is
the way they
so point being, the reason I brought that up is because if you want to get into repo by chance, we've got connections right here. We can help you do it and be successful.
Yeah.
Is that true?
For sure. Yes.
And we want everybody to be successful.
That's right. That's the goal.
We can teach you, we can educate you, we can tell you everything you have to know, the good, bad.
You're in. All right.
There's a guy out there by the name of Les McCook, and he runs the ARA. And really, he is a great contact for anybody who wants to get into the repo space.
Dignity,
yeah. The American Repossession Association.
American Recovery Association.
Yeah,
American Recovery Association. Right. Tell us when that next conference is.
Right.
Oh, NARS.
NARS is in June in Colorado.
North American Repossessors Summit.
In Colorado Springs.
That's going to be Denver.
Denver, Colorado Springs.
Denver.
Denver,
okay. Denver, Colorado. And that's June.
Was
that June 19th or something like that?
But it overlaps with NIADA.
No, that's different. This is NARS. This is a repo day.
Same week. It's the same week.
The week of the 20th.
Same week. Sorry.
Week of the 20th there?
Yeah.
We could make Ryan go live.
Yes, Ryan. You're our on-location correspondent at NARS.
You walk around the expo hall with your phone.
Ryan goes live.
Yes. Right. We don't have to do all that, but Jose, will you be there too?
Huh?
Jose, will you be at NARS?
I'll be at NARS.
Okay, so can we get the two of you briefly at NARS?
Yeah, absolutely. Why not?
Let's do it.
For the right price, Jay, we could make anything happen.
Hey! Ladies and gentlemen, Jose Delgado.
We're coin operated also. Just kidding.
Okay, Jay, I'm getting ready to wrap it up.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what. I love that we got to meet the Experian folks, the time with Pastime GPS, Pre-Owned Auto Logistics, Rich Levine, Jose, Ryan. You know what? This was awesome. So if anybody wants to say any final thoughts, we'll let you guys go. Oh, here's Jeremy and Dana of Pre-Owned. Thank you. Thank
final
you, guys.
Thoughts?
Thank
all
you.
All right, guys over there, final thoughts?
Final thoughts. Anybody final thoughts, my man? Hey.
Miss you, buddy.
Man, I miss you guys.
Final thoughts, just thumbs up. Thank you.
Just thumbs up. Thank you.
Thank you.
Been a pleasure. Nice meeting everybody.
It was
thank
very
you.
Nice meeting you. And please say hello tomorrow or Thursday when we go live in the hallways, okay?
There you go. All right, man.
Man, awesome. Great.
Thanks, Jay. Have a good night.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you so much. Have a good night. All right, take care, everybody. Thank you. Wow. That was so cool. So we'll go to camera one. And that was awesome. Really, really neat. Automotive After Hours. We actually did it. You know what's neat? Is we pulled it off. And we're going to get, everyone's going to get the early night off here on ATI Auto Transport. Nobody's used to that. We've had a few 90-minute shows. Lots of bells, lots of applauses, but I got to tell you, here's the thing, is that I'm really excited that we pulled off Automotive After Hours live at Auto Intel Summit and with some friends out there. And I know that sitting area. I've been there. I think that was 2019 where I met Terry Shabesta. There was another guy from Cox Automotive and a couple other folks. I sat out there. I had a cigar by the fireplace. It was awesome. So, thank you, Cherokee Media. Thank you for allowing us to join you at Auto Intel Summit. I want to thank the live chat, everybody in the live chat. I want to thank you for the healthy debate and the questions and the answers and the ideas. It's really, really cool. And I know that the audio was a little tough, so thank you for sticking through it. We'll have to keep on working on, you know, audio is hard and lighting is hard. We had lighting, we had signal, but the audio is tough, and I've actually been looking at microphones trying to figure out how to better do some audio, but we also need more of a staff. We need a lot of things. So, if you're out there and you want to participate, contribute, support the channel, please do let us know, and we would love to bring you in and see if we can make you a content contributor or otherwise. So let us know. Send in the news, autotransportintel@gmail.com. Again, I want to thank everybody in the live chat. And thank you for the super chats, Mark Grodicke and Super Dispatch. Thank you so much. Really do appreciate it. And everybody that was able to join us in Automotive After Hours, Jose Delgado of Location Services, Ryan Miller, NWR Repossession in Chicago. We had Josh Frank of Pastime GPS. We saw Jeremy and Dana of Pre-Owned Auto Logistics. And we got to meet some folks from Experian.
who's, I think they said they recognized me from the channel. So that's cool too. So thanks everybody for your time and participation. I'm going to let you go. School's out early. So enjoy the rest of your night. It's Tuesday Nights Live. Please do, if you're available, join us tomorrow for live coverage at Auto Intel Summit. We're going to go live coverage on Thursday at Auto Intel Summit. More of that. We'll be back to our normal schedule next week. And we're just going to keep kind of doing that for a while. And don't worry. I mean, these trade shows are really only about once a month. Next week should be a normal week. The week after that should be normal. May's going to get a little interesting. We got a trade show at the beginning of May. That's Auto Haulers Association of America. So there it is. We're fulfilling the transport promise. I'm not sure about Digital Dealer second week of May. Going to be doing some traveling in May thereabouts. So we'll let you know. We'll see how that goes. A couple trade shows in June we got to look into. So there's a lot going to be happening. So enjoy the shows when they come around. Let me know how I can help. Send me an email if you got a question, idea, thought, or otherwise. And then tomorrow, next Tuesday, we're going to look at supply chain recession. We're going to look into it. Paul Machine's going to be back from Black Book with a presentation. Please join us for that. Otherwise, thank you so much for taking the time to join us on a Tuesday night. Stay safe, and we'll see you soon. Peace out, everybody. Take care.